This week's parsha is Parshas Vayetze. Truth be told, last Thursday, the yeshiva was on a tiyul, and I just come back from Chutz La'aretz. Didn't have a chance to give a shmooze in yeshiva. So I'm going to tie in today's shmooze a little bit to last week's Thursday calendaric date, as you'll see in a minute, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. The count is 6-0. 6-0 means Leah has 6 children, Rachel has 0. It's very, very challenging times in Rachel's home. All she wants to do is have children. She wants to have her own children, her sister. She gave her husband up to Yaakov. She gave Yaakov up to her sister Leah. And now look how she's getting paid back for it. Leah has all these children. Rachel has 0 children. And she complains to her husband, Yaakov, what? Diving for me, what's going on over here? Finally, it says in the Pasuk, and Hashem remembers Rachel, and she has a baby. Finally, and this baby is a big guy, a special person. His name is, the first one's called Yosef, the only one born in this week's parasha, Yosef. Unbelievable. Why is he called Yosef? Now, he's a big tzaddik. He's going to become a tremendous tzaddik. No, Yosef, his nickname is Yosef HaTzaddik. He's unbelievable. Now, why is Yosef called Yosef? Why is his name called Yosef? The Torah gives two reasons. I want to just focus for a minute with you guys on the first one. Vatar Vatelet Bein, it says that Rachel got pregnant and she had a son. Vatomer, and she says, Asaf Elokim Escher Pasi. God, you have taken in, you've gathered, you've minimized my shame, my embarrassment. Says Rashi on this. Listen, I was so embarrassed. Why? Because everyone's saying about me, look, she can't have children. Her sister has children. People even were saying about me, that, you know, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to have to marry Esav. Because I can't stay married to Yaakov, because Yaakov needs to have children, and I'm not having any children. That's the first pshat. Listen to the second pshat of Osa. Listen carefully, please. It says, Rashi, the Agada, there's a medrash that says as follows. Kol zman she'en li shabein. As long as a woman doesn't have a child, ein la b'milas los sirchona. She has no one to blame for things that go wrong. Mishayesh lo bein, but now that she has a child, told her bo, she could blame the kid. Mishavar klize, who broke this vase? Bincha, your son, b'neich. Miachal teinim, who ate those last, the last muffins, last chocolate chip cookies in the tray? B'neich, your son. Unbelievable Rashi. The shame that she had is that, look, it used to be embarrassing because she had no one to blame, and now she has someone to blame. That's why he's called Yosef. Abbas, this is very, very hard to understand. That's Yosef? That's the reason why we call him Yosef? Because now there's a little bit less embarrassment because she could blame somebody. She could blame someone for the vase that breaks when she goes to the store, when she's in the shopping aisles in Glot Express or Gourmet Glot. And she knocks off, someone knocks a bottle of, what's in glass bottles still these days? A bottle of, what? Wine, thank you. A bottle of wine gets knocked off by mistake from the aisle, and she says, the guy, oh, what happened? My kid did it. Wow, now she's not, that's called Yosef. So I saw a gorgeous thought of Yosef. I want to share it with you. It goes like this. In life, we're used to thinking that when big things happen to us, when we experience big events, then we are appreciative of those things. That's what we think in general life. What's a big thing? I don't know. It's the middle of a challenge. A Rav Blasky comes upstairs in the middle of a challenge, pops a cake in front of Natan Goldstein, like, psh, thank you. That's a big thank you. Because like, it's unexpected. It's a big thing that happens to me. You know, I don't know. Let's say, I'll give you another example of a big thing, I don't know, it's a big thing. I come home from my graduation, my parents surprise me, oh, mazel tov, you graduated, you're a good boy, so proud of you, look under your pillow, and you're under your pillow, there's a set of...
Tooth fairy.
A Schneidermaker set, or maybe like a set of... A new set of car keys, maybe. A new car keys, whoa, wow. Oh my dad, thank you so much. Rabosai, listen up. Shh. Rabosai, listen up. Let's say it's a smaller thing in life. So we think, you know, okay, it's a small little thing. Like my mom made supper for me. Or, you know, my parents sent me to yeshiva and, like, give me money to spend. And whenever I need Venmos, so I got to go buy candy from Rafi's candy. Like, I have cash in my account to Venmo Rafi for it. Abosai. True story. Two nights ago, my baby was up for a few hours in the middle of the night. What happened? We were a little worried because we couldn't get back to sleep. We didn't know what happened. Until the next morning, my wife puts her finger in his mouth and she's feeling along the bottom gum and a tooth is breaking through in his mouth. Finally. Not just teething. They say that the doctors say that the breaking through of a tooth in a baby is one of the most painful things. Terribly painful. Now we understood the next morning why he couldn't fall back asleep. He doesn't have insomnia. He can sleep, Baruch Hashem, in general. Somewhat. But like we understood, you know? He has a tooth in it. This morning he actually opened his mouth. And we actually could see the entire tooth. And actually broke through from his mouth. Very exciting. Now, Bosa, when was the last time we were thankful for our tooth? One tooth. Imagine a life without any teeth. Imagine if you wanted to chew these delicious Doritos or that cake without a tooth. It might happen, it might not happen. I know somebody who doesn't have teeth. Not a family member of mine, it's someone I know. He talks funny. He can't eat matzah on Pesach. It's a disaster, this poor. Tremendous suffering he has. Without tooth. On both sides. Listen carefully, please. What Rachel Imena taught us by naming her son Yosef is this. It's not only the big things in life we have to be thankful for. It's not only the big things in life that a person has to be makir tov to Hashem for. The little things in life are equally valuable and are equally demanding of our hakaras hatov. We say in modim every single day. Hashem, thank you. For what? Al chayinu ha-masrum b'yadecha. For our life. That's pretty big. Nishnoseinu ha-pkudos lach. Our souls. Nisecha shebechol yom imonu. The miracles every day. Niflosecha. The tovosecha. When? Which ones? Shebechol eis. Always. Erev. Vavoker v'tzarayim. This morning you had pancakes for breakfast. When you took pancakes and went down your tube, it went down the right tube. It didn't even know your windpipe was, if it would have, you would have died, chas v'shalom. It went down your foot pipe. Amazing! That's a miracle. You went to the bathroom before. And Baruch Hashem, whatever had to be discharged from your body was discharged from your body. That's a miracle, Abu Sa'i. Asher Yatzar, Asa Adam B'chachma, you created me, Hashem. Nikavim, Nikavim. What I mentioned last Thursday, on the 9th Jewish calendar, last Thursday was a day called Thanksgiving. True story. I was at the airport last Thursday, and the lady that checked my security, she's like, happy holiday to you. I'm like, same to you. She goes, oh, you guys don't celebrate this holiday, right? I said back to her, under my breath, I said, lady, in our religion, every day is Thanksgiving. We say modim every single day, and it's true, that's how we were raised. And if you had turkey last week, you didn't have turkey, it's not ma'akiv. But if you're ma'akiv, tov ta'kadosh baruch hu, every single day, then you know what? It's really true. Every day is Thanksgiving. What did Rachel teach us? She taught us not only on the big things in life, even the small little things. Now I have someone to, you know, to blame. I'm a little less embarrassed. That itself, I will say, is worthy of thing of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zocha to follow Rachel Imenu's footsteps in many ways, in this way, and be makir tov to Kadosh Baruch Hu for all the gifts, big and small, that we have in our lives. Have a wonderful Shabbos.